Mark, 1 minute, 12 seconds coming up on Prairie.
Drive on 2SER.
2SER broadcasts on Gadigal land, and as such we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we meet, are that of the Gadigal clan of the Eora Nation and the Wurrumbaigal clan of the Darug Nation, paying respects to elders past and present, acknowledging of course that sovereignty was never ceded, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3 FM. G'day mate. How's your week been? All right? Hey, thanks to Hope and Mello there for rocking the house, y'all, for the last 120 minutes of 120 BPM Rump Shakers. I love listening to Hope of a Friday afternoon. What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. And if you sounded a bit preoccupied, that's because he's got a very busy professional life outside of his radio obligations, currently working as a mediator and arbitrator between Channel 7 and Cricket Australia, trying to get them to come to some agreement for the coming summer of cricket. This role means that Hober is on the phone, on the email, popping into the offices of the various parties engaged in the dispute, saying things like, you putting the cricket on? What time's the cricket on? You reckon you put the cricket on or what? Busy work. But it is indeed truly important work that he's doing. And if we do want to salvage something from 2020 and have sort of like the vaguest semblance of an enjoyable summer, then Godspeed, Hope and Mello. If you missed any of that excellent program that he put forward just now, it is available to stream via 2ser.com. Did I mention my name's Danny? Sometimes I forget that when I'm introducing myself to people. I host Friday Drive on 2SER. One of the best parts about hosting this program is that I'm the first person of the week to get to play the brand new feature album this week. It's from trip-hop pioneer Tricky. He's back again. His new record is called Fall to Pieces. He's long been able to channel sorrow into something beautiful, and he's done just that with his latest record. Done all that and more, teaming up with Polish vocalist Marta. This is an intensely emotional record that continues a vibrantly creative and experimental streak from young Tricky. So I'll play a couple of tracks on that a bit later on this afternoon. Talk to you about how you might go about obtaining a copy of the album. Don't shoplift it or anything like that, if that's what you're thinking. And while you are thinking about that, here's some Moonchild Sinelli now, a new track from him called Come Correct, Friday Drive, 2SER.
Yeah.
all. Don't come at 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 all.
Yeah, your love's on fire, baby.
Loving what you're hearing? Become a supporter to keep it coming. Go to 2SER.com/support and click that supporter button. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Yeah, your love's on fire.
2SER. Friday Drive.
Chopped and screwed sort of stuff. Real sort of cough medicine music, that one. That's Sydney band Fig there from their album Harumi Hotel. That track is called At the Sign of Connie and Charlie. So this is just some of the new music we'll be playing for you this afternoon on Friday Drive on 2SER. We've got some Lisa Caruso coming up, some No Zoo, a bit of Bloody Buddy Glass in there, but let's deal. with my contractual obligations, firstly, regarding conveying the weather and traffic. Now, if you're particularly averse to amateur radio broadcasting, maybe put your hands over your ears and yell out, "I can't hear you," for the next minute or so, for the weather and traffic. Remember when Maverick did that in Top Gun? He revved his bike so he couldn't hear that nice aviator lady. What did we think he was cool for? It's bloody Goose. Not like Goose, who ironically was a dude. 20 degrees and sunny today. 22 degrees and mostly sunny tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And partly cloudy and 23 on Sunday. So it looks like an absolutely beautiful weekend for you out there in the city of Sydney. Be sure to avoid the following roadways if at all humanly possible. M4 motorway at Fox Street, in Mays Hill, Parker Street at Glebe Place and Kingswood. Forest Way at Ralston Avenue in Belrose. M2 motorway approaching Pennant Hills Road in Carlingford, Victoria Road at Barton Street in Ermington, Barron Joey Road between Beaconsfield Street and Neptune Road in Newport, Castle Ray Street between Hunter Street and King Street there in the city of Sydney. Also in the city of Sydney, look out between Bathurst Street between Pitt Street and Castle Ray Street, March Street at Bosworth Street in Richmond, Galston Road between Sydney Road and Calderwood Road, Hornsby Heights, M5 East Motorway, between General Holmes Drive and King George's Road, Mascot to Beverly Hills. Pacific Highway at Fuller's Road in Chatswood. Signals blacked out. Got an early start on their weekend, if you know what I mean. That'd be funny if it wasn't referencing what is indeed a serious societal problem. Look out for the M5 East Motorway between King George's Road and General Holmes Drive, Beverly Hills to Mascot. Did I say that already? Did they list that twice? No, the first time they listed it, they said Mascot to Beverly Hills and then Beverly Hills to Mascot. By that rationale, it means the road's crap either way. James Craig Road between Waterways Court and Somerville Road in Roselle, also in Roselle. Anzac Bridge approaching the Crescent. Forest Road between Towers Place and Firth Street in Arncliffe. Carl Expressway, the Bradfield Highway there in North Sydney. St Peter's to Beverly Hills and the M8 Tunnel. She's no good there. No good Frederick Street between Parramatta Road and Hume Highway in Ashfield, and George Street between Lower Ford Street and Hickson Road in Dawes Point. I sincerely hope that you, the commuter and radio listener, are not on any of those roads that were just mentioned just now. If you are, hopefully this will get you through it. Here's new stuff from the Beths. It's called Acrid. I love the Beths. Turn it up. This will deal with that gridlock, baby.
Like a ship out of commission, like an arrow always missing, I'm trying to lie like a prawn, I know, it looks easy from the outside, but it's hard to hold your brow, just slow enough to show, I've got other places to go tonight, like a record slowly twisting, like an arrow. But it's you. Treasure.
Well-pressed and well-dressed. You can't see any of that, though, because this is radio.
2SER.com.
Producer Tricky has long been able to transform sorrow into something beautiful, and he's done just that and more with his latest 4-2 pieces, the 2SER feature album. The trip-hop pioneer teams up with Polish vocalist Marta for a record that's immensely emotional and fresh in electronic experimentation. 4-2 Pieces by Tricky, the feature album on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
That's a good idea. We should listen to a couple of tracks from Tricky soon. But to get us there, here's some Gordon Coeing with Asylum Seeker, Friday Drive, 2SER. Going there from the album Unity, that track is called Asylum Seeker. Before that, we had New Order. New from New Order, their track Be a Rebel, and kicking off that bracket, The Beths with Acrid. That track is a bit of a favourite of mine, me being Danny. This radio program being Friday Drive, 2SER 107.3. Our brand new feature album this week is the new one from Tricky. It's called Fall to Pieces. Tricky might be over three decades deep into his music career. 2SER listeners will know that he started as a member of Massive Attack, but he's kept it going all that time. He's currently on a creative roll. In the last year or so, he's put out an acclaimed autobiography called Hell Is Around the Corner. He dropped the enchanting 2020 EP, and now he's released his 14th studio album, a record called Fall to Pieces. And it's the feature all this week on 2SER and Breakfast Drive and Static. Let's take a cut from it now. Here's Tricky with Fall, please. Friday Drive, 2SER.
Afraid. Do you kneel when you pray? And now the sun is going down, and I'm tired from the crowd, and I'm falling from the ground. And now the sun is going down until Jesus comes.
I'm Wade.
And I'm Hanny.
and you can catch us every Sunday evening from midnight for Herniated Discs.
Together, we'll be traversing the fringes of music from around the globe.
From post-punk and dub to music concrete and tech house.
Tune in every Sunday at midnight for Herniated Discs on 2SER.
This song's got like 20 seconds to go. Is it all feedback? I don't consider that excessive at all. In fact, that's what I look for in music. This is Friday Drive. What's the name of the channel we're on again? What's that station?
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
That's what channel it is. 2SER 107.3 is Dent May with Sea Salt and Caramel. Always be watching. Letting you know what you should always be watching on your television will be on your radio very soon.
Got a hold of me, a metaphysical sentient.
Dent May there with Sea Salt and Caramel. You're listening to Friday Drive. Well, let's hear from Dan from Always Be Watching with What's on Your Telly.
Good afternoon, good evening and good night. My name is Dan Barrett from the Always Be Watching Daily Newsletter with some weekend viewing suggestions. There's quite a few new things around this week, but I've done the hardcore whittling and gotten that down to a list of three. Now look, I'll be honest, my desk is a mess, my bedroom is a mess, my life is a mess. I need someone to sweep through and Marie Kondo the crap out of me. And for some organisational inspiration, there's a brand new show called Get Organised with The Home Edit. This is a TV spin-off from what I'm told is a very popular Instagram feed, and you can follow some master organisers as they dramatically transform the lives of their clients, and these clients are big-name celebrities, as well as everyday schmoes like you and me, and they conquer clutter with their signature style. The clients include celebrities like Ressa from Parks and Recreation, and Reese Witherspoon from the 1995 teen thriller Fear, which featured a very memorable scene on a roller coaster. I'm pretty sure she's been in a few things since then.
But you guys, I have extra closets.
Okay.
And this is my dream project that you guys would come and help me organize. My memorabilia from all my movies, my dresses, my clothes, my costumes, pictures, everything.
Oh, that sounds gosh. Like our dream
I
project.
I think we need to pay you to do this. Like, this is our dream.
Get Organized with The Home Edit is streaming now on Netflix. Online digital platforms rule our lives now. It's how we keep up with friends and family. It's where we stream our entertainment. It's where we try to sell a couch that's been on Facebook Marketplace for 2 months now, and I really need to do something about that. But how much should we be trusting these platforms to control our information flow based on their algorithms? If you're screaming at me that we shouldn't, and then you follow that up with a string of curse words in anger, boy do I have a documentary for you. The Social Dilemma explores how social media platforms are reprogramming society by exposing the other side of your screen.
Gen Z, the kids born after 1996 or so, those kids are the first generation in history that got on social media in middle school. How do they spend their time? They come home from school and they're on their devices. A whole generation is more anxious, more fragile, more depressed. They're much less comfortable taking risks. The rates at which they get driver's licenses have been dropping. The number who have ever gone out on a date or had any kind of romantic interaction is dropping rapidly.
The Social Dilemma is also streaming now on Netflix. And finally, what if I told you that as of this week, you could stream every episode of the best sitcom ever made? No, get out of here with that Friends nonsense. I'm talking about a show that's actually funny. The classic 1980s sitcom Cheers. It hasn't been available to stream in Australia before, but now the show, it's back in our lives. If you don't know Cheers, it's about the bartenders, waitstaff, and customers at a small Boston pub. Unlike a lot of sitcoms, these aren't fabulously attractive people, they're not living their best lives. These are people who are filled with heart and humanity, who've had a lot of their dreams and aspirations beaten out of them. They are warm and relatable.
Whoa, Dom, you had lunch at the Copley?
Yeah, took a prospective employer there. Yeah, courting the guy.
So what'd you have for lunch?
The rack of lamb for two.
Ooh.
Just, don't remember what he had. But, you know, I saw Teddy Kennedy over there.
No.
Teddy Kennedy?
I still say that Kennedy will be president someday.
No, wait. Maybe even next time. No. You know how politicians are.
No, that makes sense.
No, I really don't think so there, Diane. I've got a pet little theory about that. You see, if you go back in history and take every president, you'll find that the numerical value of each letter in their last name was equally divisible into the year in which they were elected.
So who's going to win, Cliff? Reagan again?
What, Mondale?
No, not a chance. See, I figured it out. And by my calculations, our next president has to be named Yelnik Mikwawa.
That's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Sam, please, you're talking about our next president.
Every episode of the glorious sitcom Cheers is streaming right now on Stan, and that is me done for another week. I'll be back next Friday with more viewing suggestions for your weekend on the couch.
Thanks very much, Dan. Here's some Rose City Band now with Morning Light, Friday Drive to SER.
Along the river road.
2ser.com.
The jam, right? That's Mad Love there by a group called Naked Roommate. Normally I like to sort of say a little bit about the artists that we play here on 2SER. I wasn't aware of Naked Roommate until I played that song by them there from their album Do the Duvet. And while I do wish I could convey facts to you about Naked Roommate, and I had begun researching, I realised that my research would hinge upon me typing the words Naked Roommate into an internet search engine. So they're a great band. I want to hear more from them. But if you want to find out what their story is, you can do it yourself. This is Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. Thanks so much to Dan Barrett with the Always Be Watching segment in there, letting you know what's on your telly this weekend. Always an interesting segment, that one. I didn't know that Penny from A Country Practice wanted to die on screen in the show so she can go off and do something else? How dare you let your career ambitions cause such pain in my heart? Makes me cry to think about it now. Here's some Black Rock Band on the Friday Drive program on 2SER. This is their track called If It Was Me. Give it a like, 2SER.
Back on my homeland, a place of peace, where you feel the cool breeze blowing through your mind. This beautiful land, connected as one, even spread out, it doesn't mean we are all divided. If it was me, I would stand up for my land. If it was me, I would stand up for my land. If it was me, I would stand next to that man. Do the same thing. Bukun Garini, Buman Neman Bot, Taparapon, Piriwam, Mai, Berjangane. Connection to land is very important. The land is the law. And the law is the land. If it was me, I would stand up for my land. If it was me, I would stand up for my land. I would stand up for my land and my culture and my plan. As an Aborigine man, I think you're mad and start to think it's fine to let the river die, because your money and your power is more important than the people. Your greed is your church, your lies are your steeple. You wanna talk about life, let's talk about the water, the Island River, the connection to the culture. One human race, different clans, and your cotton dance break the spirit of the land. And you're holding the one thing that the money shouldn't buy, why the people suffer and the dreaming dies. Yeah, if it was me, I would stand up for my land. If it was me, I would stand up for my land. If it was me, I would stand next to that man. I would do the same thing. Oh yes, I would do the same thing. Oh yes, indeed. I would do the same thing. Oh yes, I would. I would do the same thing. Oh yes, indeed. I would do the same thing.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
I want
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Thank you.
That's Cut Copy there from their new record, Freeze Melt. The track is called Like Breaking Glass. Before that, we had Jess Cornelius with Here Goes Nothing, and starting off that bracket, the Black Rock Band with If It Was Me. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3, where it's just gone 5 o'clock. Congratulations to everyone whose weekend has just started now. I don't know what foreign embassy I need to lobby to see if we can get the Travis Scott McDonald's collaboration, but I hope it's not that one I did last time. You know the one I'm talking about. Because last time that didn't work out too good. But I think I speak for all Australians when I say that if we want to salvage anything from this year, it would be to have the Travis Scott hamburger collab, which is a thing that exists. And if you only understand half of what I'm saying there about that collaboration, then I can't help you, because I don't understand anything about it. But market forces have psychologically compelled me to want it anyway, which is why we need your help now. If you want to get involved in this, 9514 9500, call now, sign up, become part of the Travis Scott hamburger collaboration 2020. You've got nothing to lose. Here's some Samantha Crane now from the album A Small Death. This track is called Reunion. Friday Drive, baby!
Thank you.
That's Midlife there with Rare Air. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. It's time to take our next cut for the afternoon. For this week's feature album, it's called Fall to Pieces by trip-hop pioneer Tricky. He's back 30 years in the game. He's had some bad stuff happen to him recently, the poor fellow, but he's been able to channel that sorrow into something beautiful as part of this album, Fall to Pieces. Let's take something from it now. This is Tricky with Chills Me to the Bone. Friday Drive to SER.
Feel when I need you to go. Kills when I leave you alone. You chills me right to the bone. It's just me on the phone. Until we feel that we grow. Be still, just ask when we grow. You left me alone. I can see when I'm home. From the depths of my despair, I can't wait to meet you there. I'll get back. From the depths of my despair, I can't wait to meet you there. I'll get back. Feel when I need you to go. Kills when I leave you alone. It chills me right to the bone. It's just me on the phone. Until we feel that we grow. Be still, just ask when we grow. You left me alone. I can see when I'm home. From the depths of my despair, I can't wait to meet you there. I'll get back. From the depths of my despair, I can't wait to meet you there. I'll get back. Pretend that I need you again. Say when and I meet you in 10. I'm driving right to the zone and hope you're alone. Drive far cause I needed a friend. In car and I need this to end. You choose me right to the phone. It's just me on the phone.
English producer Tricky has long been able to transform sorrow into something beautiful, and he's done just that and more with his latest, Fall to Pieces, the 2SER feature album. The trip-hop pioneer teams up with Polish vocalist Marta for a record that's immensely emotional and fresh in electronic experimentation. Fall to Pieces by Tricky, the feature album on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
No.
2SER, live and streaming at 2SER.com.
Don't make excuses, don't